Picking up under mackerel skies, I think of my home by the sea, where my red-headed Molly with bunny green eyes is patiently watching for me. By the stars in the heavens, it's certain to say, England is nearly a half-world away. It's a change in the weather and seas on the rise that remind me where I want to be, at the hearth of my home by the sea. Call me John Patrick Swade, I'm a sailor by trade, on a clipper named Great Malachi. We leave London with cargo that's bound for Bombay, and return full of tea from Shanghai. As a sailor I spend many months on the waves, breaking homeward I never know when. Then I'll lie with my woman a fortnight or two, for I head back to sea once again. Sure, I'll head back to sea once again. When the wind's picking up under mackerel skies, I think of my home by the sea, where my red-headed Molly with bunny green eyes is patiently watching for me. By the stars in the heavens, it's certain to say, England is nearly a half-world away. It's a change in the weather and seas on the rise that remind me where I want to be, at the hearth of my home by the sea. Now a clipper ship calls for a right able crew, and my messmates are second to none. From the captain who knows every inch of the sea, to the topman who climbs to the sun. Our worthy first mate is a fair-minded man, but accepts nothing less than our best. And we're God-fearing seamen who labor from dawn till the sun's laying low in the west. Till the sun's laying low in the west. When the wind's picking up under mackerel skies, I think of my home by the sea, where my red-headed Molly with bonny green eyes is patiently watching for me. By the stars in the heavens, it's certain to say, England is nearly a half-world away. It's a change in the weather and seas on the rise that remind me where I want to be, at the hearth of my home by the sea. We weighed anchor in London, the first of the year. By March, we left Good Hope behind. We were loaded in Bombay by April the 1st, but the captain was troubled in mind. See, the cargo was light for the trip to Fuzhou. In a month, the spring tea would be ripe. So he took on a rider that most of us know as the devil that burns in a pipe. Damn, the devil that burns in a pipe. It was spring on the Indian Ocean, where the fickle monsoon is well known. When greed took the con of our fortunes, sure, the seat of our doom had been sown. Late at night in a run down to Anger, all the day just a cat's paw had blown. A squall rose from leeward, Great Malachi broached, and Our Lady went down with a groan.
Heaven knows why the others aboard came to rest as my watchmate and I clutched a spar. Many days we were drifting with nothing but hope when we sighted this land from afar. Now we've built us a shelter from wreckage we found, for a place to get out of the gales. And we spend every day sharing stories of home as we watch the horizon for sails. Sure, we search the horizon for sails. When the wind's picking up under mackerel skies, I think of my home by the sea, where my red-headed Molly with bonny green eyes is patiently watching for me. By the stars in the heavens, it's certain to say, Molly is nearly a half-world away. It's a change in the weather and seas on the rise that remind me where I want to be, in my faraway home by the sea.